May 15, 1 Samuel 2:22, no restraint. I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. 1 Samuel 3:13, Eli was a good man, pure in morals, but he was too indulgent. He incurred the displeasure of God because he did not strengthen the weak points in his character. He did not want to hurt the feelings of anyone and had not the moral courage to rebuke and reprove sin. He loved purity and righteousness, but he had not sufficient moral force to suppress the evil. He loved peace and harmony and became more and more insensible to impurity and crime. Eli was gentle, loving, and kind, and had a true interest in the service of God and the prosperity of his cause. He was a man who had power in prayer. He never rose up in rebellion against the words of God, but he was wanting. He did not have firmness of character to reprove sin and execute justice against the sinner so that God could depend upon him to keep Israel pure. He did not add to his faith the courage and power to say no at the right time and in the right place. Eli was acquainted with the divine will. He knew what characters God could accept and what he would condemn, yet he suffered his children to grow up with unbridled passions, perverted appetites, and corrupt morals. Eli had instructed his children in the law of God and had given them a good example in his own life. But this was not his whole duty. God required him, both as a father and as a priest, to restrain them from following their own perverse will. This he had failed to do. Those who have too little courage to reprove wrong, or who through indolence or lack of interest make no earnest effort to purify the family or the church of God, are held accountable for the evil that may result from their neglect of duty. We are just as responsible for evils that we might have checked in others by exercise of parental or pastoral authority as if the acts had been our own.